to get into the sugya. Vahasanya hador im nochi tzedoiki baitusi areya lo isrim olov. Sasanya benichuse, this is the Tanakama holds that a tzedoiki has a din of a nochi, and it's ourselves, and there's only mutter when you'll be seicha from the tzedoiki. Umayse betzedoiki echot shal yador im rabban gamliel bemovi birishalayim. Amalam Rabbi Gamliel Lebonov Bonai Maru Veitziu Mashatem Veitziim Vichnisu Mashatem Achnisem Ad Shelo Yotzi Atoye Vazeh V'Yeyosar Aleichem Shrei Bitul Rishusei Lachem Divrei Rabbi Meir. So over B'Shem Rabbi Gamliel that he told his children that they should be marzik in the Mavui before the tzedoiki will have a chance to be chayse from his bittul, and then the chazore won't help. Upon him, we see that Rabbi Gamliel holds that bittul helps by a tzedoiki, not like the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Beloshen Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Gamliel had said something else. Maru va'asu tzerchechem b'movoi ad shalai techshach. That you should do all the carrying you have to do before it becomes night, and then the yeyoser aleichem, then it's going to be too late. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tzedoiki has a din of a nochi, and bittul does not help. So therefore, whatever has to be done should be done mibo'i joim. Omar ma. Reitziu ma sha'atem reitzim, vachnisu ma sha'atem machnisim, ad shelo yoitzi atoye veze veyeyosar aleichem. But al koponim, if they'll take out before the goy, so they'll be marzik in the mavui, and then the tzedoiki will not be able to bechoise from the bittel. That is according to Rabbi Gamliel, libe de Rabbeya. Lememre, dechimim mavki inu vahoda mapik iyu loyoso. So it seems he told them that they should hurry up, and they should be marzik in the movi before the tzedoiki will be marzik himself. So it seems that helps. Dechimavki inu, if they're marzik first, and then he wants to be mafik, he wants to be marzik loyoso, he will not answer on them. Frag the Gemara, Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishen Nosan Rishusoy, Vahoitzi Bein Beshoigig Bein Bemezid Oisa, that he does ask. And we learned last week that Oisva says that the Makshin held that the Loshen of Nosan Rishusoy is speaking about that they were Machzik already. That's, it doesn't say Mishen Bittel Vahoitzi Bein Beshoigig Bein Bemezid Oisa. Says Mishen Nosan Rishusay. Nosan Rishusay is equivalent. He gave them the Rishus, and they were already marzik in the Rishus. Va'aval Pikein, he answers Divrei Rab Meir. So it's a stire. Here Rab Meir says that Rab Gamliel told his children that with the minute they're marzik in the Movi, the tzedaki will be unable to be chayza. So it's a stire in Rab Meir. Amar Rav Yosef Eima Einai Oisa. So he made a grace in the Mishnah that Rav Meir says, by Nosan Rishusoi, he can't ask anymore. Abaya Omar Loi Kashe, Kan Sheherziku B'nei Movui B'movui, Kan Shelei Herziku B'nei Movui B'movui. Abaya is saying that even though it said Aloshen Mishen Nosan Rishusoi, it is not speaking about that they were marzik. It's speaking about that he was only mevatel. So memel the loshen nosan reshusa is not muchach that they were marzik. So memel. So here it says that it's also speaking about that they weren't marzik. Kanzler ziko b'nei movoi b'movoi. Let us see the top toisvis. Vosnan mishen nosan reshus. Ha de porich abreis tvei amasnisen. This is the Hakash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says klar that if they were according to Rabbi Gamliel, if they were marzik, so if they were marzik, you can't be chayza. That the mevatel can't be chayza anymore. So tachtois shem the baraisa mesayim bo divrei Rameyer. The Gemara wants to ask astire of Rameyer and Rameyer. Masha'inkain, the Mishnah doesn't mention Rav Meir, the Mishnah mentions Rav Gamliel. Zokte Gemara weiter. V'hosanye b'nichuse. So we're going to bring eventually a raya from this baraisa that even though it says mi shenosan rishusoi, so Abai is going to bring a raya that nosan rishusoi can be speaking about koidim sheherziku. V'hosanye ad sheloi nosan rishusoi. Before he was nosan rishus. Hoitzi. That means before he was mevatel. Before a yid, he was speaking about that a yid was not ma'arev. Ad sheloi nosan rishusay. Before he was mevatel, hoitzi, he was moitzi. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, yochei levatel. He can still be mevatel. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shoigek yochel levatol, b'meizid eina yochel levatol. Now what is pshat in this halacha? So let us see Rashi. Basanya b'nichusa, ad sheloi nosan, a Yisroel sheloi erev koi. This is speaking about a yid that was not ma'arev, and before he was mevatol, he was moitzi from his house into the chotza. Now he wasn't allowed to do that. Is Yochel Levatel, so what is, Aval Pekin, he could be Mevatel, so what is the Chiddush? So Rashi learns Pshat, Aval Gav de Mumeru Lechalo Shabbos, even though he's a Mumer Lechalo Shabbos, speaking about he was amazed, this is Agavur Chachilo Shabbos de Rabbonim, because he just took out from his house Tachot Sosheinim Urebis, Yochel Levatel. So Rameyer holds that a Mumer, now Kaponim we see from a Kaponim of a Mumer L'chalo Shabbos Midarabonon can be Mevatel. B'meizid Ein Yochel Levatel. Rabbi Yehuda says B'meizid Ein Yochel Levatel. Kesova Rabbi Yehuda B'chalo Shabbos Ein Yochel Levatel B'loi Schiris. So that's this chelik of the Barais in Yesoid is no shaykhis with what we were speaking about before, but this is the beginning of the Barais. He says, so the Baraisa, so we have here a new machloikis now. If a person was machalo Shabbos, b'meizid, ananisa darabonon, does he get a din akum that he has to be masker his rishus? So Rameya holds, he could still be mevatel, he doesn't lose the din Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he was amazed, that's a rashil and pshat, ain't a yochel levatel, he gets a din akum. B'meizid ain't a yochel levatel. Yeah. Agav uche, we're going to have later the sugya also, the dinim of Amuma, Rashi says that now we have ready the machloikis about Amuma. Al kaponim abekevege klaus a shayla, if you have one yid that's a machalo Shabbos, and you have another yid. That means there's two yidin which are dor b'chotza. So Rabbi Kevege Shaila is like this. So here it says that he has a din of an akum, and you have to be soicha de rishus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Eina yoche levato. He has a din of an akum. What will be the din if you'll have one yid and one mumma? So Lechair is like this. If you'll be Dani as a din of an akum, so finish. An akum doesn't answer by one yid. So Mamela it should be muta. But that is if he has a din akum lekula. Or maybe he doesn't have a din akum lekula. He says lekula, I say he's a yid. So Mamela, so he will answer. So Bekitzer, Rabbi Kevege brings down from the Evan Ha'ozer as follows. That if there'll be one yid, and one mumer, so the din will be that he has a din Yisroel, and I don't say he has a din goy lekula and he won't asa, no, he has a din Yisroel and he will asa, but the Evan Ha'ozer says bittel will help, because you can't be oiches achevel b'shnei roshim, if you're giving him a din Yisroel, so Bittel has to help. Erev won't help, but Bittel will help. That's how he brings from the Evan Ha'ozer. But Al Kaponim, That's a psamay meramuzga. Let us get back. So Rashi learns pshat in this baraisa, the machloikis is between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir holds that a mummer can be mevatel. He doesn't get a din goy. And Rab Yehuda holds that a mummer gets a din goy and he can't be mevatel. Another case. Mi shenosan rishusoi vahoitzi. What is the din if he was mevatel rishusoi vahoitzi? Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid oiser, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, b'meizid oiser, b'shoigig ein yes. This is what we had before also, that if after the bittel, he was moitzis, according to Rabbi Meir, afilu b'shoigig, he also asels, because we say katsin in shoigig otomezid, I said gazrin in shoigig otomezid, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, davke b'mezid is called a chazora and the bitl. So it says in the baraisa, b'med vorim amurim b'shaloi herziku b'nei movi b'movi. When does chazora and the bitl help shaloi herziku b'nei movi b'movi? Aber erziku b'nei movoi b'movoi. But what is a erziku b'nei movoi b'movoi? Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, ein e'oisa. Then it won't answer. So that was the raya tanya b'nichusa. Estes, before we had asked Akashe that Rameya holds that it answers. That Rameya holds that it answers. So Abaye had said that the Rameya holds it asels only by loyer ziku. It says nosan rishusoi. In nosan rishusoi can mean loyer zik. That was the teretz of Abaye. Nosan rishusoi does not have to mean herzik. Nosan rishusoi could mean loyer zik. So that is the raya to Abaye. Here we have a baraisa. Mi shen nosan rishusoi. And the Baraisa says, "Ba'medvorim amurim, b'shaloi erziku, aval erziku, then you ain't a yoisa." So that's the raya tabay. That even so, it says, "Nosan rishusoi," it can mean that loy erziku, and some amela. So that's why it asks. That's the raya. Let us see Rashi. B'meizin yoch levatel k'sav Rabbi Yehuda mechal al Shabbos en yoch levatel b'loy schiras. Oiser the hoder shoklei l'rishusay. That if he went in and he was mitzi, so he took back his rishus. B'shoigig nami konser shoigig otomezit. B'med vorim amurim. Sarashi says Rab Meir komalo. This is going according to Rav Meir. That what? That we say that by Herziku, he can't be Choyzer. So this is going according to Rav Meir. The Ilu Rav Yehuda Lelishne Demasnis. We had in our Mishnah we had a machloikis between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yehuda. That according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Gamliel said that when the Tzedoiki will be marzik, so even though it's erziku, it won't help anymore. That was Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda oime b'loshon achem, maru basu tzorcheichem b'movui, ad shelo yoytzi v'yayoser aleichem. And Rashi said, pshat, that you should do shemo yoytzi v'yoser aleichem. The ksav Rabbi Yehuda afal gav de herziku b'nei movi b'movi tchile motzi ladurei bein. Rabbi Yehuda holds that herziku doesn't help. If he was mevatel reshusoi in the b'nei amovi were marzik, it doesn't help. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And the Baraisa differentiates between Herziku and Loy Herziku. But Herziku al Kaponim, if the Bnei Movi were Marzik, then the Mevatel can't be Choysa mi Bituloi. So Rashi says, Rab Meir komalos. This is only Divrei Rab Meir. Dilu Rab Yehuda, Lelishne de Masnisin, Rab Yehuda in the Mishne, komal de Loy Mahani Chazoke. Doesn't help Chazoke. Ulalishne de Beraise, according to the Beraise that we just learned before, according to the Beraise, Rabbi Yehuda says something else, that Bittul will never help, because a tzedoik is a din of an akum. Ulalishne de Beraise, the Kama Rabbi Yehuda ad sheloi terchach, time alav mishum deloi mahani chazoko. Not the old that the chazok of the Bnei Movi doesn't help. Al mishum de ksav arei kaivit kechove. Gabi Yisrael shebitl ikol emeimel, dafil Rabbi Yehuda mahani chazoke. So according to Rabbi Yehuda de Beraise, so then it could be that this by Medva Mumum could go according to Rabbi Yehuda also, by Medva Mumum, divrei hakelu. So Rashi says, we'll see later, there's a shakla v'tai in the Gemara later, what Rabbi Yehuda really holds, and there are two mahalchim. So Rashi says, so how to learn pshat in this Bamed Vor Mamurim is totally in these two mahalchim. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, so that by a tzedoiki, if he was chayzer and bituloy, it doesn't help that the Bnei Movi were marzik before. So the mail this Bamed Vor Mamurim is only going according to Rameya. The Ritva says it's a bit modern to say that the Bamed Vor Mamurim is going only according to Rav Meir, since first the Baraisa brings down the Machloikis of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says B'Sheikig is also asses, Rav Yehuda says Afke B'Meizen. And then the Baraisa says Bamed Vor Mamurim. So Voltef is always given from the Ritva's Loshen of Baraisa, that the Baraisa is going to fill according to Rav Yehuda. Now what, Rashi has a problem. How could it go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Klo, that a filu beherziku b'nei hamovui, the tzedoiki could be choyzer from his bittel. What are we going to do with Rashi's kasha? So the Ritva says, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that there's a tremendous difference between a tzedoiki and a yid. A tzedoiki, his bittel, l'chatchila wasn't a bittel b'leiv sholem. He's a tzedoiki. So memele, so even though it was echziku, but since the bittel was not a bittel gomo, so he could be chayzer from his bittel after echziku. That is the Mishnah. Masha'en came, this barais is speaking about a yid. Not a tzedoiki. This is speaking about a yid that made a bittel, so this is already a bittel gomo. So after a bittel gomo, and then it was a chziku, so then a filler Rabbi Yehuda holds that he can't be choyzer from the bittel. That's how the Ritva wants to be miyashiv the beraisa that is going to fill according to Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Omar ma, Rabbi Yehuda oimer beloshen acheres. This is the beraisa, the Rabbi Yehuda, which we hear on Dav Samech Samed Beis. Omar ma. Rabbi Yehuda oimer beloshen acheres. Maru vasu tzorcheichem bemovui ad sheloi techshach. He told them whatever they have to do, they should do before it becomes nacht. V'yeoser aleichem, because when it's going to become nacht, it's going to become also, because a tzedoiki has a din of an akum, and bittul does not help. Al menochiyu. So vayistis Rabbi Yehuda holds that tzedoiki is a goy. Frag the Gemara wo anan, in the Mishnah it says, ad shelo yaitzitna. In the Mishnah it says, maru vasu tzorcheichem, that you should do, afilo banacht, you should do what you can do till he'll take out again. He says, Rabbi Yehud in the Mishnah holds that tzedoiki is a din of a yid that bittel will help, but he can be chayzer from his bittel even though after they were marzik. So he told them, so do what you can chaparain, before he'll be chayzer from the bittel. So it's a stir in both Rabbi Yehudis. And for the Gemara, eimo ad sheloi, doesn't say in the Mishnah, ad sheloi yoitzi, that you should do what you could do till he'll take out and be chayzer on the bittel. Na eimo ad sheloi yeitzei hayoim. That he told them that take out whatever you want before it becomes nacht. So it comes out, according to this Girse, so Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa, that a tzedoiki is a din of an akum, so that's he's telling them, so bittul will not help. So Mamela, take out whatever you can take out me by Yoim, because when it'll be Yetze HaYoim, then he's going to Asa, because he has a din of an Akum. The Iboyis Eima, if you want, I'll tell you a second Teretz. Loi Kashe. It's not Astira. He says, we have the Tzedaiki in the Mishneh, Rabbi Yehuda says he has a din of a Yisrael. The Tzedaiki of the Baraisa, he says he has a din of an Akum. The boy is Eime, loy kashe. Kan bimuma lechalo shabosis betzinim. The Mishneh, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a Tzedaiki that's only mechalo shabos betzinim. So the Meilev is mechalo shabos betzinim still as a din of a Yisrael. And therefore, Bittul will help. The Baraisa can be mumalach aloshabos is befareshye. The Baraisa is being married to Doiki, that's mechalo shabbos befareshye. So Memela is mechalo shabbos befareshye, so Memela then take, he has a din of an akum, and then Bittul doesn't help. Keman, Oslo, Hodisanye, Mumma, the Giluiponim, Giluiponim is a machutzef. Areza ain't a mevatel rishus. That he can't be mevatel rishus. In fact, the Gemara gili ponim muma haver a mechutzav. Also, is a din of a muma. El a muma big gili ponim ain't a yochel mevatel rishus. Now, that's just in the Baraisa. A muma bechutzpe, a muma befarheshe ain't a yochel mevatel rishus. Kiman, so here it says that a muma befarhesye has a kenabi matrushus keman ke Rabbi Yehuda, because Isis Rabbi Meir holds that a muma does not have a din of impostor. Rabbi is going on the same case of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda the Barai is thinking about a muma befarhesye. And Rameyah says that there's a din of Bittul Rishus. Zogt Rashi, Bo Anan Snan, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shelo Yoytzi. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda said that they should take out their Chafetzim till the guy will be Chayse from the Bittul. Until the tzedaiki will be chayse from the bittul. Alme mahani bittul kol kamad lehodabei. Abachazake odepligi. The machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda is, if the bnei amovi were masik in the movi, the kosava loy mahani, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it won't help to prevent the tzedaiki from being chayse from his bittul. So, the boy is saying, masnis in the mashma tzedaiki mevatul. That a tzedaiki could also be mevatel b'mumah lechalo b'tzine. And the Baraisa is speaking about b'fareshye. Gilui ponim chotzev. In fact, the Gemara, gilui ponim chotzev, mumah hava b'tmiye, v'chim b'shem gilui ponim choshev le'mumah. So the Gemara says, no, it's mumah b'gilui ponim b'fareshye. So who is this going? This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rab Meir Mumer Lachalo Shabbos Befarheshye is also mevatel. Let us see Taisvus. Zok Taisvus Hoitzi Bein Beshoigig Bein Bemezid Yochel Levatel. This was the first Braisa we had. So it says he was Hoitzi Bein Beshoigig Bein Bemezid. He can be mevatel. Rab Yehuda says he can't be mevatel. Perish Bekuntres. What is the Chiddush? Av al gav de mumahu lechalo shabbos yochel levato. Rabbi Yehuda ime bemezid eini yochel levato kasova mumah lechalo shabbos eini yochel levato b'loy schiris. Zut toisvitz. Now, we have, that's how Rashi said pshat in the first barais. Umide toile tam bekuntres mishum mumah. If the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be mevatel, is the way Rashi says, because he is a muma. Tzorech loima, the befareshye koma. So we have to say this Baraisa is speaking about befareshye. Kedemasik, that we just learned now, that was the second teretz of the Gemara. The davke befareshye, Rabbi Yehuda, in the yochel of batel rishus. We had a stira in the Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah and Rabbi Yudin the Baraisa. So he said, Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah holds that Tzedoyki is Israel, this is Machalo Shabbos Betzinim. Rabbi Yudin the Baraisa is a Machalo Shabbos Befaheshi. To Davke Befaheshi, Rabbi Yudin Yochel Levatel Rishus. So Memela, Azay Dachman Doch Zogin. So Rabbi Yudin says, Bemeze, then Yochel Levatel. So that means, not only Meze, it means was Befaheshi also. Rafilu Hochi, so then we have to be Meisef, Le Rab Meye, Mevatel Rishus. Ubisamuch Nami, the Gemara later, the Koma, Muma, Begilu Iponim, Eine mevatel rishus keman ke Rab Yehuda. Perish bekunter is the Rab Meir. Keman bemuma lechal shabbos vereshi mevatel. Period. So memeile, that's how Rashi is learning pshat. So this first beraisa is also repeating this machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. A muma befaresi could he be mevatel rishus according to Rab Meir? Yes, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. V'teima, frek toisves, tebe masnisin, ktoni, tzedoiki, hareyu, kenochi, kedemasik leel. The Mishnah holds, the Tanakame of the Mishnah holds, that's the machloikis, the Tanakame of the Mishnah and Rabban Gamliel. Tanakame of the Mishnah holds, tzedoiki is like a goy, and Rabban Gamliel holds that tzedoiki is not like a goy. Kedemasik leel, Umashme bereish pirken, the reish of the masnisen Rab Meir. That the reish of the Mishnah is Rab Meir. So if the reish of the Mishnah is Rab Meir, so we see that Rab Meir holds that a mumma does have a din of a goy. That stoiki has a din of a goy. And if the Mishnah is speaking about afilu betzine. And betzine, Sai Rab Gamliel, Sai Rab Yehuda holds that he doesn't have a din of a goy, and with the Tanakame, which is Rab Meir, holds that he does have a din of a goy. And does doch, and here Rashi says, according to Rab Meir, Philip of Fareshi doesn't have a din of a goy. V'yeshloima emfer toisves, the vadai kule masnisen ad Rab Yehuda, Rab Meir ktonilo. That's true. Rab Meir said over the whole Mishnah. Kedemisayim bo bebraisa, divrei Rab Meir. The Rab Meir shoine divrei raboisav. Rab Meir is saying over divrei raboisav. Divrei chachomim that hold that a tzedoiki has a din of a goy. And that's right. I feel a tzedoiki amuma mechaloshabes betzine. Vedivrei Rab Gamliel. The Evshel, and personally, Evshel the Sovik Ram Gamliel, maybe Laloche, in this Nikude, Tak Rab Meir said over everything. Rab Meir said over the Machloikis, but Rab Meir personally holds, like Ram Gamliel, that a Tzedoiki does not have a Mumma does not have a din of a goy. Tam a Tzedoiki ain't a Kenochi. Umi de Pligi Rab Meir, the Rab Yehuda, Alibe the Ram Gamliel, and Fakel, since there's a Machloikis. Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, what Rab Gamliel holds, Mashmenami dech Rab Gamliel svirelei, that he holds like Rab Gamliel. So Memela said, there's no kasha from the Mishnah. The Tanakamataka holds that Tzedoiki is a din of a goy, but personally Rab Meir holds like Rab Gamliel, and the Ozam Gamliel holds that a Tzedoiki does not have a din of a goy. So Mamela is not schwer. Umiyu lai mashmeklal leforish pereise zu mitamumma. But the etzim pshat, what Rashi says, that what the pereise says, that ad sheloi nosan reshusai hoitzi, before he was mevatel was hoitzi, bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, or b'meizid any yochel levatel, that at the time is als mumma. Now why not? So now Taisel will start asking a few kashas. Mi lemash meklal lefosh bereises umitamum. Chodem, the lomo lei lemindkat hoitzi. So why does, if a mumma is bekoyach levatel, so why the bereise pick on a specific meloche? Ad Shiloi Nosan Rishus Hoitzi. He was Moitzi. I mean, the deacons, he wanted to say he's a mumma, so he could have smoked a cigarette for all practical purposes. Why does he have to say hoitzi? Why, he should have said, chilul Shabbos. Why did he have an hoitzi? Havala lameime, shechilul Shabbos, b'chol melocha shechilul. Why do you have to be mefaret hamaloch? V'oid, demashme demishum do hoitzi b'shabbos zu. It seems that the whole reason he can't be mevatel is because in this Shabbos he was moitzi. Diktoni ad shaloi nosan rishu soy hoitzi. That means before he was mevatel, he was moitzi. So it seems in this Shabbos, first he was moitzi, then he was mevatel rishu soy. Va'oid demashme stam hoitzi b'cholinyin. Bein betzine, bein befarhesye. Now, according to Rabbi Yehud, there has to be befarhesye if the time is al tzmumma. K'moy mishe nosan rishusay v'hoitzi deseife, which is also, there's no difference how he was moitzi. There is no difference. They were talking about if it's a chazorah, there is ikha no difference if befarhesye betzine, there's a different meduba there in Ganson. So, hoitzi stam is bein betzine, bein befarhesye. And the reisha, it says, hoitzi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be mevatel. And here it means hoitzi befarhesye. I mean, the Tana should have been much more explicit if he wants to say that it's speaking about hoitzi befarhesye. These are the kashas that Tosfos says on Rashi. Umeforishri, the hocha lav mitam mummer koma. Not the way Rashi said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad shaloi nosan rishus hoitzi bemezid, so he can't be mevatels because he's a mummer. Number one, the mummer loy shayach elo ba'odom horogil lechalo shabosis, ve'einei nizaklau. A person who was once mechalel Shabbos afilu b'meizid, Tosfos holds, does not get a teiris mummer. A mummer is a person is a rogel lechalel Shabbos is ve'ein ein is a klal, is a peirik koil. Avol hoche loy b'rogel ayre. Here we bechlal not speaking about a person who is rogel to be mechalel Shabbos. Elo shebe mikre ba'alme ire kach. This was a mikre that actually nosan rishus hoitzi b'meizid shehoya dochak lefi shah. It was a nesoyin, whatever the nesoyin was. So he took out. He was meitzi, and therefore he can't be mevatel. And this is dafke if this was right before the bitl. La'afuki ve'im b'shabes she'ovra osakein. If this incident that he was dochuk to be moitzi and he was moitzi le'shabes, so this Shabbos he could be mevatel. Afilu b'meizid le'hoye maziklum. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Telav mumu ki deberashti. Elo davke b'shabesu. The Beraisa is telling us a new aloche that a person in this Shabbos b'meizid. He was moitzi mi beisoy chatzeroy, so this person can't be mevatel anymore. The ma'acher sheherzik birshusoy, since he was marzik birshusoy, that means he knew you're not allowed to carry. You're allowed to take out from your house to the chotzer, and he went out and took out from the house to the chotzer. Einoy yochel levatel, he can't be mevatel anymore. The Ran says a vote in the Chiddush Ran that he was megala das by taking out from his bias to the chotzer gilo bedatoi she'enei roitze listalik. He doesn't want to be mistalik. You see, actions speak louder than words. He doesn't want to be mistalik from the chotzer. He's machzik in the chotzer before anything. So memela, such a pu'ula is moira, that what he said 5 minutes later, I'm a vatel my reshus to you, is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. The ma'acha sheherzik b'shusoy eina yochel levatel. Kemoi, in Taisus brings a moshul, which is a machudish tike moshul. K'moy herzik achabitl, Taisa says, what will be the din if a person was mevatl, and then he was marzik, the ein yochel oid levatl. So this Shabbos won't be able to mevatl anymore. Because his herzik shows that he's not interested in being mevatl. So memele, so who adin, if he started off with a herzik, he also can be mevatl. But a meir sovar diyochel levato mishum loychoshiv marzik even shachar nesine loyherzik. A meir holds that a marzik before the bittel is not mekalkel the bittel. So since he was a marzik before the bittel, so then Taki was a marzik. The lady was a mevatel, so the mevatel shavtach alois bittel that he was nistalik min nachotza. So now later he has to do a maisik marzik to be chayze from the bittel. That Rameya holds helps. About that, what he did before he was marzik before the bittel, that is not mekalkel the bittel. So that's how Taisvus learns pshat. That the machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda is, if a person was marzik b'mezit, he took out b'mezit before the bittel, is that a gili das that the bittel is not done b'leib shalom? Or is not a gili das? So Rab Meir holds it's not a gili das, Rab Yehuda holds it is a gili das. The Gemara had asked Akashe, Astire, in two Rab Yehudas. He says, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that a tzedoiki does not have a din of a goy. And then bittel helps. I can be chayzer from the bittel. Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa holds that a tzedoiki is a din of a goy. So the Gemara answered, Kan b'muma l'chalo shabos is b'faresye. The Baraisa is speaking about a muma l'chalo shabos is b'faresye. Le perish akunteres shahoitzi b'meizit d'le'el choshiv muma afilo b'mile d'rabonon. So from Rashi, the Rashi before Taisvus was chaylik on Rashi because Rashi holds that afilo one time you become a muma. Taisvus was chaylik, but al kolponim Taisvus wants to say about the way Rashi said before. So we'll see that that if the tnai of a mumen has to be mechalo Shabbos v'fareshye is lav davke mechalo Shabbos in a maloche de reise, hu adin in a maloche de rabbonon is also as a teiris mumen. V'chein mashmen be'emes in that sikol teisus is made to Rashi. The day God, it's not a mumen because he wasn't rogel to be mechalo Shabbos. But the etzem yesod of Rashi, that a mechalo Shabbos mid rabbonon has a teiris muma, a mechalo Shabbos mid rabbonon has a teiris akum, that bittel won't help, you need schiris, that teiris said you can be made to Rashi. V'chein mashme from our sugi yevais teis eichad azoi. Midloy Mishani, we had a stir in two Rabbi Yehudas. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that a tzedaki is a yid. Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa holds that a tzedaki is a goy. So the Gemara answered, what time a yashiv the two Rabbi Yehudas? That the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is speaking about Betzine, Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa is speaking about the Fareshia. So why did the Gemara say, Midloy Mishani, ho va ho be Fareshia? Let us say, we boy say mohova, ho befareshia, ho be the reise. The bereise speaking about that is mechalo Shabbos by melachas the reise, ho be the rabbono. So since the gemore did not make such a chilek, why stoys that there's no difference between a the reise and the rabbon. V'teime. Vektois vis das tam tzedoiki eine nizze klal bemili der rabbonen afilo befareshe. Vektois vis, I just said now, gewaldike chiddish. That amume befareshe bechilo Shabbos der rabbonen, amachalo Shabbos befareshe bemaloche der rabbonen, is a din mume. Vektois vis, as tam tzedoiki, sicher they weren't nizze bemili der rabbonen afilo befareshe. V'kusim nami, shoyu mevatlim v'noisnim rishus koidim shegozer leim rabami v'rabasi v'akama d'chulin. Kusim, which the Gemara says in Chulin, that before rabami v'rabasi, they were able to be mevatl rishus. הסתם כוסם אינו מאמינים בדברי חכם, ואפילו בפרסיה, ולא עם מסדרי. פקטח טויסבס, how could I say what I'm saying? בסתם צדויקים וסתם כוסם, which we have rayas that they don't have a din of a mumma, they zicha were במילי דרבונה, they were nizah, they zicha were מחל השבס במילי דרבונה, בפרסיה. ואף על פי כן, they had it in Israel. ויש לוימה, אמפרטויסוס שרגילים הם לזויר. That means even though Beshita, they were not maminim b'mili d'rabonim, but they were careful. Lefi sheyareyim mechachomim, they were afraid of the chachomim. Ki da'ashkan b'nida b'peg b'nais kusim, af al pi shetzidoikim onu, misyorim onu mipnei aprushim, they were scared of the kanoim. So b'meile, so b'faresia, an opinion was an opinion. About Kopon and Befahesi, they were scared to be over on the Rabbonons because of the Prushim. So Memele, so they don't have a din of a Mechalo Shabbos Befahesi. So Memele, that's why they have a din of a Yisrael. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ha-hu Gavre. There was a person, the Nofak Bechumrese de Medusha. He went out, we'll see either he was wearing or carrying a Chumrese de Medusha, we'll see in Rashi soon what this was. Kiven the Chose le Rabbi Yehuda Nesie, Kasia. So he went and covered it. Rabbi Yehuda Nesie should not notice that he's wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda Nesie did notice it. Omar, so Rabbi Yehuda said, ki goin ze mevatel rishus le Rabbi Yehuda. Azam echal on Shabbos, I beshrek zech famir. So mamele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a machal on Shabbos. Here's a din of a mumer, here's a din of a mumer, that he can't be mevatel. Well, that's dafke befarhesye. I beshrek zech famir, ot a nish kendin van mumer befarhesye. Chalo Shabbos b'fareshi, she doesn't have a din mumma, so memele, he could be mevatel. The Teiris Chaim wants to say that Chtavot Chazal tell us this meise, they want to be meise fachidish, that even though this person, it seems, Kozman, he didn't see Yehuda Nesiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, he was walking around with it. So l'choyre, we would ganz fine say this is called a Machalo Shabbos Befahesye. Aber erschreckt sich von ein Yid. That's not Befahesye, very. Hat noch a bissel boishes ponim in sich. Also nicht a, he's not 100% Mechutzef. You need a mumme begilui ponim. A verandere, macht er a hester ponim. So he's not called a Machalo Shabbos Befahesye. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to say. That's why the Gemara brings down this meise. Now, let us try to figure out exactly what the story was with this gavre. Zot Rashi, Bechumrese de Medusha. So Rashi says, Tabas shechoismo mimin acher. It's a tabas that the choisem was the seal was a different mean than the tabas. Now, what the lomdus of this is, as follows, that if you have a seal of one mean, and the tabas is another mean, so it is not a tachshit already. A tachshit if it's one mean, if it's this a seal, then it's a seal. It's a seal, but it's not a tachshit. So then if it's not a tachshit, so then it's a tzor. This is a tabas that you chosim with. It's a kli maisa. You do things with it, but it's not a tachshit. So memele. So if it's not a tachshit, it wasn't machal of Shabbos. Tabas shechosmo mimin acher. V'omrinin b'mesecha Shabbos, he shall almug v'chosmo shall matches osa lotzis bo. You're not allowed to go out, because then it loses the shame tachshit, and there's a shame of a, it's a keli, you're carrying This is a keli. Chumrise choysen. Medushe lo yisparish. Aber kaponim, but that's the hechach of Rashi. It says the choysen was made out of medushe. So you see everything. So the tabas wasn't made out of medushe. So finish. So you see the tabas was made out of one mean, and the choysen was made out of a second mean. In fact, so it loses the shame tachshit. It's not, it doesn't beautify the person, and it's a kli maisa, it's a memela, so he sees, see, if you wear a kli maisa, it's also us. That's the first pshat that Rashi wanted to say. So, Rashi, ubadakti v'mesech Shabbos. Rashi, I looked up this Gemara in Shabbos. Loi nishnis shom leinye Shabbos. Rashi did not find a Gemara that should say leinye Shabbos. If the choysen is not the same mean of the tabas, that it loses a shame tachshit. El linyan tumah, there's a whole sugi over there, linyan tumah. That means the shaila is, if the tabas is matres, and the choysen is eitz, a tabas is not, doesn't have a base kibble. So is it called a kli matris? That's without a base kibble, or kli eitz without a base kibble? That's a whole sugya over there. If you look at the tabas, if dikir is the tabas, dikir is the chosim. So there's a sugya there le'inyin tumeh. But I didn't find a gemara, Rashi did not find a gemara that says that if you have two minim, it loses the shame tash. So therefore, so we have to understand, so why isn't it if it's a tabas lochay? So Rashi says a different pshat. Chumrese de medushe kesher shel boisim echot miminei hapsomim. It's a kesher of a certain type of psomim that they used to tie to the begodim. A person wears this kesher. He wants to have a nice odor, but he's carrying out a bottle of perfume. So, and if he ties the bottle of perfume to his bag, it's a bus, he's still carrying a bottle of perfume. This is not a tachshit. That means even though he might need this, that's the chiddush, but it doesn't become a tachshit. It's considered a masui. It's derech haitzo and a masui nischay. So memele, so that was the maisa with this person. Kegoin zeh, shemechalo Shabbos betzine, so he could be mevato. Zogt Rashi, zogt Tosfos. Kiven de chozye la Rabbi Yehuda nesiye kasye. Al koponim, we see from this maise that it is not proper, that's putting it mildly, to go out b'chumrase de medushe. And this person alone, even though he was a machutzah for anyone else, but he did not have the chutzpah to be carrying this chumrase de medushe in front of Rabbi Yehuda nesiye. Ve'im toima. Faktoises amoyr de kekash, v'rab Yehuda nesiye gufei nofak bechumras edemedushe. Rab Yehuda nesi himself went out with a chumras edemedushe. Kedamrinen bemoyed cotton bepeg misha hofach. So what's that over here? Here this person was being, they're having a deal, this person is a machalo Shabbos befaresho, but see, Rab Yehuda himself did the same thing. He went out with a chumras edemedushe. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel says such a teretz. Tahai gavre d'hoche, our person, nofak b'shusarab. He went out b'shusarab. No, he went out b'shusarab. So that's a shayla b'itzo. So memeila itzo is also. V'hosom b'chotzo. There is speaking about, the Gemara in Moed Kotna is speaking about, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya went out in a chotzo amurebes. So Memele went out in the chotzer, so there's Bechlal no Yisra Veitzor. So no Yisra Veitzor, so there's no problem of wearing a chumras of the medusha. V'teimeh. Fektachtaiswis, afilu bechotza mashma hosam daosa. Fektaiswis, but you're not, it seems from that gemore that you're not allowed to wear it in a chotza also. The komam, al Rav Ami de ikpit. Rav Ami heard that Rav Yehuda Nesiya went out with a chumra said the medusha, so he was makpit. The gemore says he had a tainet Rav Yehuda Nesiya. Fregt gemore, my time ikpit. Why was Rav Ami makpit Rav Yehuda Nesiya? I mishum chumrisa de medushe. The gemore relates those two maises Rav Yehuda Nesiya had done. One maise went out with the chumrisa de medushe. Another maise he drank water that a goy cooked, not in Shabbos, mitten devoch. Abishalakum de kishayla. So this was, he did two maises. Rabbi Yehuda, one maise he did in Shabbos, and another maise he did in the Vochim. And Rab Ami heard about these two maises, and he was makpid. He had a tain in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Frek the Gemara, my tain me ikpid. What tain did he have? He mishum chumrese de medushe. Vahasanye, we learned in a baraise, hashirayim, vahanizomim, vahataboyis. Harei, hein kikol hakeilim, hanitlim bechotza. You're allowed to be metalto shirayim nizomim taboyis in the chotza. Period. So vos hosto a taine af Rav Yehuda Nesiye, the Baraisa says you're allowed to be metalto shirayim nizomim taboyis in the chotza. V'omar alo. Now, this Baraisa that the Gemara in Moyed Cotton brings down, Teska Kasha and Rav Ami, Rav Ami, why do you have a tain Rav Yehuda Nesiya? The Beraisa says you're allowed to do it. For Omar Allah, and this Beraisa, the Gemara says, for Omar Allah, that he Beraisa besoif peirikire, Omar Ule, my time. Why take shirayim and the zomin tabois? Why is hareng, hareng kechol kelem and nitlem bachotza? Hoyel the ike teiras keili alayim. Because it has a teiras keili. Now, so we have here a baraisa that says that you're allowed to be metaltalit. And Ula has to say, why are you allowed to be metaltal? Because here's a teiras keil. Now why do you need a whole megillah to explain why you're allowed to wear a ring? Absolutely. It's not mukze because it is a teiras keili. So tachtais ves, and we did not get time at the teiras keili. Mashme the osa liskashit behem bechotza. Vaistois, you're not allowed to wear them in the chotza. Leichazi b'shabbes, you're not allowed to wear a ring in the chotza. Why aren't you allowed to wear a ring in the chotza? We'll see. Some Taisus will bring that. You're not allowed to wear a ring in the chotza because Chazal asked to wear jewelry. Dilma, you'll take it out into the shusarabim, and then the shusarabim will take it off to show someone. It'll be mavad adams for shusarabim. So also is kashit behem bechotza, shemo yeitze behem l'shusaram. No, is kashit behem bechotza, d'leichozi b'shabes. V'afilo hochi, so memele, so be'emesin, so a ring, what does one do with a ring? One wears a ring. And one is not permitted to wear a ring in a chotza. Because we'll see this exeret. Shema yitzyan l'shusaram. So the emerson, a ring, is a cliche malachter leisa. You're not allowed to wear. V'afil lohochi shori letzayr guv yitzayr mekaymik v'akodov v'sheish teiras keili olav ava b'shem malachter leisa k'dama b'perik b'me'ishe. So now Taisvis is going to bring down this whole yesod that Taisvis wanted to explain the Beraisa, that the reason that the benison or ring is also little boy shenachotza. The peg mamisha called mokim shosacham lots is by lishusarab, also lots is by lechotza. Chutz mekavula peyanochis, but everything else, every tach, just like they answered it, but shusarab ni answered it in lechotza also, some emele. So let's just review what Taisus is asking. The Gemara relates a maise that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was wearing a chumrese de medusha. He was wearing a chumrese de medusha. The Gemara in Ma'at Kodin says Rav Ami was makpid. Taina, why did you wear chumrese de medusha? The Gemara asks on Rav Ami, why are you makbet? The Braise says, you're allowed to be metalful, shirim, and nezomim. Why are you makbet? So let us just tell you the teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, yeah, the Braise says that. Yehuda Nesiya is a gavra rabbi. A gavra rabbi. Even though it's mutter, he shouldn't have been metalful. So Memela, we have there a pilpul, we have a muktzadik shaila, that even though it's a klisha malachta leisa, and the klisha malachta leisa is mutel the taltel, that's for everybody. That's for Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, he shouldn't have been metal. That's the sugya over there. But frektach toisves, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya wore it. That's l'chayir b'shat. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya nofak b'chumras the medushin. Pasha nofak, he went out with one. The pashas he was wearing it. So frektach toisve. So toisve says a kasha. So vos retmen gavre rabbet. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was doing a nisa. Forget the whole pilpul of its muktzes. Since you're not allowed to wear it in the chotzer, why aren't you allowed to wear it in the chotzer? Because maybe you might carry it out of Rishus HaRabin. So you have to be metaltal in the chotzer. Is it in a klisha malach to lisa? Because what do you do with a ring? You wear a ring. And in the chotzer, you're not allowed to wear a ring, because gzeirat may might take it out of Rishus HaRabin. So there's a pilpul of its muktzes. But wear it? No one's allowed to wear it. That's the olive base. So, how do we understand? How do we understand the Gemara in Mayit Katan? Not the Rabbeinu Chanano. Rabbeinu Chanano said, "I Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya wore it. It wasn't a chotzer. A chotzer doesn't solve the problem. By a chotzer, there's also an isel lilboish. There's an isel lilboish." A ring, and the whole pilpul is a yacht to be metalted, that's klisha malach de lisa, but the zichan is a levisha. So that's tais viskasha. So what is pshat and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya? Nachotzer does not solve the problem. Primary, de vadai shirayim unizomim vetabois also liskashit ben bechot. So that's 100% true. But I was learning till now that unizomim vetabois you're not allowed to wear l'shem tachshit in the chotzer shem yeitzi ben l'shusarab. M'shusarab imosar dul m'sholof ha'machve. L'choshiv gzeira l'gzeira. Period. That's posh. Avol chumrese de medushe. Which we said it is speaking about that the chayisim is not the same material as the tabas ain a tachshit klal is paklal not a tachshit. Va'afilu oitzi obetz boi lechotz aleke isa mishum tachshit lav tachshitu. It is not a tachshit. Not a tachshit. Because if you look at it, it's not a tachshit. It's two minim. Ella isel tiltel, no, you know what it is? It's a klisha malach delis. It's a chaysim. It's a klisha malach delis, which is a chaysim, but it's not a tachshit. Ella isel tiltel ba'al mahu deike keloshen rishin sheperish bekuntres tabash a chaysim amiminach abli keloshen beis sheperish kesher shabsomim. V'chein b'mayit kodne b'damelu l'shirayim anezomim v'taboi. So this is a ring. But this is similar, the similarity to the ring and the shiraim and the boys is that both have one common denominator, that both are klisha malach delisa. The ring of shiraim you're not allowed to wear in the chotzer, gzeire shemitzana b'shus harabim. That's why it's a klisha malach delisa. The medushi not allowed to wear because it's a klisha malach delisa because it's not a tachshit, use it as a chaysim. For Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, letzoirech gufay, letzoirech mekoy mayavkinu. That zicha took it out, letzoirech gufay, letzoirech mekoy mayavkinu. Koyle tayl behem esatinik, oishar inyonim, umishim hochi koma. So therefore, he took a muktzadika ring, and he was metaltal this muktzadika ring, he was metaltal by wearing it, about kaponim, is metaltal this muktzadika ring, let's say, And when Rav Ami heard about this, so Rav Ami was makpid. So the Gemara said, "Was willst du?" We learned Shiraim and the Zomim, you're allowed to be metalpul in the chutz. So that's a different klisha malachtis. This is about kaponim. We learned that a klisha malachtis le'isar is permissible to be metalpul. Mishemachikom my time ikpid. The hisel tiltoleke shayesh alat tayres keli kedesanya shiraim and the Zomim shem kishakim mishemachtim le'isar. Shenitlin letzayrich gufan, vikivin the isel til teleke. Isel tachshit pshita teleke. They ne osel le tachshit. That means that and kenenish kecholim. Ella kamayetz baumish osilachdim bochaismis. It's nicht another tachshit. They might have to go into this. So after Taisvis was magdir that it's speaking about its two minim. So versteht sich, it's not a tachshit. So Memela, so that was the Gemara's kasha. So the most kasha and Rav Ami was, why did you have tainis? The only thing wrong is muktzah. No, muktzah is mutter. That's how the reset's pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam meforish. Rabbeinu Tam said differently than Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, so now we have a ganz homagor klore cheshbendo that this gavre went out with a choisim and a rishus haram, so his mama she was chayav al tzeitzo, and then Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah went into a chotzer where there was no iser tzeitzo, and there wasn't even any samukse because it was a tzeirich guf. He says, so the ri is the vayer, the Rabbeinu Chananel's teretz. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, the Tavayu, Nofki, L'Rishus Arab. Both of them went out to L'Rishus Arab. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Be'etz Bo'oysov. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was wearing it. Vahu Gavre Be'koimtsoi. And that person was carrying it. He wasn't wearing it, he was carrying it. Bimho yomuta letaltul. Now, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, if there is no isa mukta on it, hoya yochel is kashit boilo shusarab. So now we're gonna go, if he were in the Rishus Arabim, if it's in the Rishus Arabim, the Rabbeinu Tam just said now a mouthful already. The Rabbeinu Tam says, but it wasn't Rishus Arab. So it wasn't Rishus Arab. So the whole asked, how can you wear in Rishus Arab? So called it's a tachshit. So if it's a tachshit, so he's even not allowed to wear it in Rishus Arab. Dilma Osi, he might go and take it off and show it. Zukt Rabbeinu Tamna. Bimho yamuta letautul. If there's no muktzah dikashal, the Gemara speaks about a muktzah dikashal. But bimho yamuta letautul, hoyochel is kashit boy. L'Rishus Arab. So the Shaila Tachshit, he'd be allowed to. Why? She Tachshitu, Yochel is Kashi V'Rishus Arab She Tachshitu, because it's a Tachshit, so no Yisra Reitzo. V'Lo Shayich L'Migza. I watch with the Gzeire, I Shem Yishleif. So the Bein Atam says, Ashtik Teire Be'ish. By a man, Dilmishol if a machve. The whole gzeire of tachshitim only applies by a woman, not by a man. Agavuche, we see the machlekes harishonim how to taste this gal nitzay. The Bein Atam held this. Lekach, so memele, so that's poshet. He was wearing it l'shem tachshit. So memele itzo is bechlal no shayla. The whole shaila was, what's with muktzah? Lekach lehutzach lo viraya ela tiltu. Lechoshiv kechatich ishal matris o ishal eitz da alme. No, it's cold. It's here's a teres kele. Umiyu kosher leri. Dizeh ho yoyocha ledagdik to be mevayr this tickle that a tabas is not muktzah. Mimes nisna perg by meisha yoytz is not. But tabas tene lechoysim leiseitze. Vim yotzay necheyev is chatosh. Shema mino de choshiv ru'uyois letachshit. So the sha'ayla is, does it have a shame tachshit to be mavkiya the shame mukze? You have a raya from the Mishnah that has a shame tachshit. For oid, the lishne de nofak loy mashme bekum tzoyim. He said, the Bein Atam said that our Gemara is speaking about that this person was carrying it, the Nofak Bechumrus of the Medusha, by Stoys is speaking about he was wearing it.